USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A 9-year-old girl and a journalist are among three people dead after multiple shootings in Florida on Wednesday at the same location hours apart. Police say they have a male suspect in custody.
The shootings happened in Orlando's Pine Hills neighborhood. Wednesday morning, police found a woman shot to death. Authorities say the suspect returned to the scene and opened fire on two journalists who were covering the previous shooting.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are News 13 reporter and photographer.
Then a woman and a 9-year-old girl were shot inside of a nearby home. The child died as a result.
At 19, he has a lengthy criminal history.
More charges are expected. I'm Victoria Idoni.
U.S. ethics officials in recent years have warned hundreds of roughly one-third of the Energy Department senior officials that if they or their families own stocks related to the agency's work, it would violate federal conflict of interest laws. After a recent investigation by the Wall Street Journal, it's been discovered most Energy Department senior officials held on to their stocks. The evidence is in their financial disclosures from 2017 to 2021. More than 1,500 flights within, to, and out of the United States were canceled Wednesday as severe weather wreaked havoc with massive storms threatening to bring record snowfall across America. As the storms continue across the USA today, more than 700 flights have been canceled. Nearly 4 years after rapper and entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle was killed during a shooting outside his Los Angeles, California clothing store, Eric Holder Jr. was sentenced to 60 years to life in prison. Back in July, Holder was found guilty of first-degree murder for killing Hussle in 2019. Today is National Chili Day because when chili is being served, everyone comes to the table. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
In November of 1875, the ill-fated SS Pacific departed the harbor in Victoria, British Columbia. The sidewheel steam liner bound for San Francisco, California, never made it. Not far from Cape Flattery on the Washington coast, the vessel was struck by the sailing ship Orpheus and sank, lost to Davy Jones' locker until now. Explorer Jeff Hummel and his crew at Rockfish Incorporated have found the ship. Hummel says it was found in the middle of nowhere. The wealthiest timber baron of the era was on board the ship, as well as gold prospectors. An estimated $10 million in gold was on board the ship when she went down. The Pentagon is warning China about supplying lethal aid to Russia in its war with Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said there will be a price to pay if China decides to provide lethal aid to Russia in its war with Ukraine.
There will certainly be consequences for China should they deepen their relationship with Russia.
Singh went on to say,
we haven't seen them give lethal aid to Russia at this time for the war, but they haven't also taken that off the table.
She added, the Pentagon is very disappointed that Russia is suspending a key nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
The crescent moon this week will be illuminated by an unusual light source when it lines up with two of the brightest planets in the night sky. The moon, Venus, and nearby Jupiter shortly after sunset will put on a show starting tonight. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.